maybe describe last, maybe as you landed here, just kind of your thoughts about joining a new team and maybe what you do from the start?
Yeah, you know, I'm excited about it. Played against this group of guys, you know, for the last few years. So from the other side, I kind of a pretty good feel for, you know, who they are. Obviously a very good football team, you know, a lot of really good guys. I know a handful of these guys. And so, you know, when I came to town, I was excited. You know, I've been with DeMarco for a few years and got to know him and Ben, you know, when I was in Houston. So some familiar faces. So very, very excited to be here.
I'd like to talk about your familiarity with the offense maybe helps speed your process along. Is that true in your mind?
A little bit of it, yeah. You know, there's some similarities. There's some carryover. You know, I've been in a few offenses now, so the main thing is really the formations. You know, if you can kind of get lined up and get the formations in your mind, you can kind of piece it all together. You know, it may take an extra second or two, but yeah, there's some familiarity there. You know, yesterday was a long day. Put a lot of hours in. Tonight's gonna be a long night, but you know, I just got to work at it. It is what it is, and I gotta put the work in.
Did you feel like you had a particularly good workout? Did you come out of it feeling like you put on a good enough show to get signed?
You know, I did. I feel like I threw the ball well. You know, it's kind of been a long 4 weeks. You know, I've been kind of working on my own, throwing on my own, staying loose by swinging the golf club and doing those things. But, you know, I felt like I really threw the ball well. You know, got to know J. Mike pretty well and got to visit with him. So coming into it, didn't really know what to expect. It was my first workout. You know, but I feel like I threw the ball pretty well.
Is that a pressure-packed situation you feel like when you've got one limited amount of time to convince coaches in that situation?
You know, yeah, there's some pressure. There's some anxiety. It's more about, you know, just what's the routine? You know, what do you do? You know, I from the minute I got in the building, I really didn't know what was next. I knew there was going to be some medical involved and then, you know, maybe some meetings here and there and then go out and throw. But it was more the anxiety of, you know, what are we actually going to do? How long are we going to be on the field? How many throws? What throws? Who am I throwing to? Those types of things. But once we got out there, you know, you take a drop. You know, you just kind of pick a target and rip it. So it was it went well. All the guys threw the ball extremely well.
Where have you been working out?
Back in Oklahoma City. Okay. Yeah, my family's there, so I got a gym I work out there and a couple guys I throw to.
What kind of goes through a guy's mind when you're as a couple weeks in the NFL season, you're hoping to get a job? Is it just hope the phone rings? Do you pay attention to what's going on around the league? Do you get your hopes up any?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the unfortunate thing is, you know, a lot of teams have kept two quarterbacks this year. That's kind of been the trend. And so, unfortunately, for a guy to get a job like myself, somebody's got to go down, or, you know, maybe a team has to have an opening come up on a roster, maybe at another position where they feel like they want to add a quarterback. And so you're really just playing the waiting game, you know. So, you know, being a fan of the NFL, on Sundays I would I got a little man cave upstairs and have a couple games on and try to watch as many games as I could and, you know, just follow the guys, you know, follow the guys I played with in the past few years. So, yeah, just, you know, when my agent called, I got kind of excited, and when he didn't have anything to say, I get pretty depressed. And then whenever he told me something good, it was, I was excited to come here.
I like the room here with Marcus, with Matt, and you've gotten to know those guys a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I was with Tanny four or five years ago. We were back in Cleveland for a little while together, and then I was with Matt in Dallas. So I knew those guys coming in, which obviously makes things, you know, a lot easier to walk into. And Marcus, we all know, is first class, great guy. You know, he's got his stuff together, great player. So I kind of knew what to expect there. So a great room. You know, I'm excited. You know, I met Tyler for the first time yesterday, and he's the same way. So there's a great group of guys. Usually that's the case in the quarterback room, and I think we're all here for one reason, win games.
Brandon, how do you view this opportunity, given that there is the potential that it could be short-term?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't really go about it that way. You know, I got to take it day-to-day and you know, be ready on Sunday, and, you know, if my number's called, go play, and then, you know, just keep continuing to prepare like a pro. That's kind of all I've done my entire career, and, you know, because you never know in this league. I mean, it could be tomorrow, it could be in 5 minutes, or it could be in, you know, 15 weeks, whenever it's going to be. So, you know, I'm excited to be here. I'm just going to take advantage of the opportunity.
He described your familiarity with the offense. Coach was saying that you did similar things in Dallas and Houston.
Yeah, there's a little bit of carryover, you know, formationally. You know, some of the same route concepts, some of the same verbiage there. You know, there's still a lot to learn. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of teams run a lot of the same stuff. It's just kind of flipping the verbiage in your head and you know, kind of throwing away the old, you know, vocab and kind of learning a new vocabulary. That's really the main deal. So, but yeah, it helps that, you know, I'm coming in, I know at least a little bit where I have kind of a starting point, and I can kind of go from there.